Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it is such a joy to be able to come day by day, knowing that You provided Your Word that we might learn about You, Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. And today, Lord, as we study this book of Galatians again, I pray that You will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to be able to receive from You those things that You want us to know. And Lord, that You'd equip us with the ability to be able to live according to those things. We bless You and we thank You for Your Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Little Leaven, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9. For quite a while now, we have been sharing the words and thoughts of Paul the Apostle to the church members in Galatia. We may begin to wonder why Paul would go to such efforts to refute the teachings of the Judaizers who were attempting to convince the believers that they must also follow the law of God as well as receiving the grace of God by faith in Jesus Christ. In chapter 5 and verse 9, Paul, of the book of Galatians, Paul gives an important reason for removing all these false teachers, where he wrote, "A little leaven leavens the whole lump." Paul begins, "A little leaven." It seems so small. Is there really any effect that just a tiny, small, inconspicuous amount of leaven will have? We might think, what difference does such a small amount of leaven make? For those who make homemade bread, they know what difference it makes. There's a bread called friendship bread that used to make the circuit. The idea was that a small pinch of leavened bread would be given by a friend to his or her other friend, and they would introduce it into an unleavened batch of dough. Overnight, that infiltrated new bread would begin to swell from the small pinch, and soon the entire new batch would be leavened as well. Leaven is like that, and so is false doctrine. Paul goes on to tell the effect of a little leaven. Leavens the whole lump. In other words, just as the small amount of leaven infiltrates the bread, so does false doctrine and ways throughout a church body. Just before the children of Israel left Egypt, God instructed Moses on the idea of eating unleavened bread. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 15, we read, 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eats leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. The rule was so strict because leaven represented sin. Leaven was an agent of fermentation, as is sin. Whenever leaven and sin are allowed to remain, eventually rottenness occurs, and those who are affected by the rotten bread and sin are certain to be harmed. There was not to be one speck of leaven in their houses. They would search their houses thoroughly to be certain there was no leaven to be found. Paul knew that if any part of the doctrine of the Judaizers was left among the church members in Galatia, it was certain that the entire church could be affected by it. The question is, do we have any leaven in our lives? Are there ideas that are contrary to faith and trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation? Is there sin in any measure in our lives? Perhaps we should examine ourselves and be as David of old, who wrote in the book of Psalms, chapter 139, and verses 23 and 24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Let us be reminded again, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Next time, Paul will share what happens to those who persuade the Galatians away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.